It's 7:30 a.m. in Auckland. As the dawn breaks, dozens of nurses file in front of Kaiser Permanente, holding placards, marching and chanting.
Nurses at the bedside, Kaiser at the bank. Nurses at the bedside, Kaiser at the bank.
But it's not just in Auckland. The same scene played out across 21 other Kaiser locations in California, from LA to Santa Rosa. At Kaiser Permanente Walnut Creek Medical Center, registered nurse Jill Leong chants along.
We are here to fight back for our patients.
She's been working as a nurse for 17 years and has been at Kaiser for over a decade. In the past few months, however, she's been concerned about new developments at her job.
We work under a lot of stress, but unfortunately don't have the support that we need.
In August, the California Nurses Association reported that Kaiser planned to lay off 41 registered nurses and nurse practitioners in San Rafael. The layoffs are set to take effect on October 14. Leon is warning that low nurse-to-patient ratio would jeopardize patient care.
The main concern is that patients will no longer have the care that they need or have to travel further from home to get this care that they need. We want to make it clear that we won't stand by while Kaiser make moves like that.
Sydney Simpson is a registered nurse quality liaison for Kaiser San Francisco. She shares another reason for the picket.
I've been incorrectly paid for close to 2 years now.
The union says more than 1,000 nurses were underpaid for about 3 years due to a new payment system.
And although Kaiser acknowledges they have not retroactively paid these nurses, essentially it's like robbing their own staff.
The nurses' union is also protesting Kaiser's adoption of artificial intelligence technologies. Leon and Simpson explain how this works and impacts patient care.
They're introducing a virtual sitter, where a camera is placed in the patient's room with a speaker.
That patient is monitored by a person miles and miles away, and each one of those people monitors up to 12 patients at a time, and then will alert the nurse if something dangerous is happening in the room. But as you can imagine, the response times are severely affected.
What they need is a human person there with them, rather than having someone speak through a speaker and giving them direction.
Kaiser declined an interview, but provided a statement saying they exceed staffing regulations, provide competitive wages, and a safe work environment. Annette Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.